We're talking with Jeanette Bernard. She is the 2006-2007 National FFA Vice President representing the Western Region. Jeanette, thanks for joining us here for FFA Today. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
Well, to get things started, tell us a bit about where you grew up and, of course, your background and how you were first introduced to the FFA organization.
Sure. So I grew up in southeastern Arizona. The closest town was Wilcox, and that was where I went to high school and was a member of FFA. My family farms in southeast Arizona, and so growing up, I was, you know, very familiar with agriculture. We had showed livestock, sheep primarily. All of my older siblings had been involved in 4-H and FFA. My uncle was a state officer in Arizona. So it was just always something that was very much a part of our family culture and very much a part of just culture there in southeast Arizona as well.
So in addition to livestock judging, you were also heavily involved in parliamentary procedure as well as extemporaneous public speaking, which not as many people would necessarily associate that with an ag-based organization. What drew you to speaking as a passion?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I was just really fortunate that I had an ag teacher and my parents who encouraged me to explore some of those activities, because it's really interesting that, you know, it was through parliamentary procedure and some of, you know, creed speaking, extemporaneous speaking, et cetera, that's where I think I really learned the skills that has stuck with me the longest, because at this point in my career, you know, on a daily basis, I don't use anything related to evaluating one animal over the other, but I do on a daily basis use those skills of reasoning and articulation and, you know, trying to persuade an audience, that type of thing. So I think that those leadership oriented events have a lot longer lasting value. And that's something that's got application for anybody, no matter what your interests are or what type of a career you anticipate heading into, whether in the field of agriculture or not.
Now, before long, you worked your way up through the ranks and you were elected the 2006-2007 National FFA Vice President for the Western Region. Tell us about that year of service, some of the trips you took and people you met, and the goals that your team set along the way.
Yeah, so it's funny. It seems like a while back now, but it was just a wonderful experience and the chance to, you know, be on a team with five incredible teammates. All of my teammates are just wonderful individuals whom I respect both professionally and personally, and we still get together to this day on an annual basis. So very, very thankful for those friendships that came from it. But aside from my teammates, just getting to travel the country and interact with FFA members and advisors and, you know, national FFA sponsors, there's something about that experience that broadens your horizons in a way that you can't anticipate and you can't really articulate afterwards. I think that one of the biggest advantages of getting to serve in a leadership position in FFA is getting to interact with people from very, very different walks of life, different parts of the country, different aspects of the industry. And I think it's getting to be comfortable in those different scenarios, whether you're, you know, in an ag classroom in the middle of Missouri, or you're in the CEO's office, of Monsanto, and just being comfortable in front of individuals and interacting with individuals, because you're interacting with people who are all rallied around a common purpose and a common goal. There's just something very encouraging about that, that I think allows you to have a different perspective on the industry and on those interactions. So there's so many stories that I can tell, so many experiences, but definitely a year that I look back as very pivotal personally and professionally. I mean, I can trace back every single career move that I've had since then to either experiences that I had during that year as a national officer or my time in FFA, or to specific people who then connected me to opportunities and so on. So I'm very thankful for that experience.
You mentioned some of those other team members, and Cody Back, who now works, of course, at the National FFA Center, was a part of your officer team, and he tells us that you were able to go to both Alaska and the Puerto Rico FFA convention. So you literally covered half of the territories recited by FFA reporters at the open of every meeting. That's a fairly unique experience. Tell us about the most exciting places that you've been able to travel to and how the FFA differed across the great expanse from Alaska to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I felt very fortunate. You know, it's kind of a fun thing as national officers to find out what states you're going to go to, what conventions you'll get to go to. And so I was really excited to go to Alaska. I'd obviously never been there before, and it's a little bit different than Arizona. And I just had a wonderful experience up there. I mean, it's obviously lower population, but the FFA members there were just so gracious and welcoming. And it was interesting to learn about their ag industry and how, you know, obviously it's very different than what you might find elsewhere in the United States, but nonetheless, it's got its own twist and its own opportunities. And did get to go to Puerto Rico, which again, very, very different from where I grew up. And so just complete new cultural experience. And I found the people to be incredibly enthusiastic and again, very welcoming. And so just had some great experiences there. One of the highlights for me was actually going to Montana, just a beautiful state. And we actually got to kind of drive across the state, going to some different events. And so I could list off a lot of different places that I got to see. But, you know, one thing that kind of was consistent no matter where we were was that there are incredible people anywhere you go, and there are incredibly cool places to visit across the United States. So that was a wonderful thing to get to experience.
Now, Jeanette, in 2008, you got the chance to work in a very unique position at the Office of Public Liaison at the White House. Tell us how that opportunity came about and what your duties were. And of course, were you ever lucky enough to get to meet the president at the time?
So it was the very end of the Bush administration. It was from August to December of 2008, which obviously was a very dynamic time in our country. A lot of big things happening there with the financial crisis and the election. And so it was incredible to be there at a time when so much was happening and to have such a front row seat to it. Fortunately, being in the Office of Public Liaison, in our office, we managed a lot of events for the president that were held there at the White House or in D.C. So about once a week, I got to be in the same room as the president, even though I never actually got to meet him or anything like that. As interns, it was very much a, you know, don't be seen kind of thing. But nonetheless, just an incredible privilege and honor to be there in the White House during that time.
Now, these days, you're the founder and CEO of the Poultry Exchange, which creates opportunities for commercial chicken buyers and sellers. You're still a bit of a startup right now, but tell our listeners about what the Poultry Exchange does and where they can find out more information if they're interested.
So this is my current passion. So we were just formed as a company earlier this year in 2016. So we're very much still in startup mode. But like you said, I mean, our purpose is to connect commercial buyers and sellers of chicken. So really, our mission is to improve the transparency and efficiency and let the free market work in the animal protein sector. So we're starting with chicken and working with commercial buyers and sellers in that segment. And if folks are interested in learning more, please visit thepoultryexchange.com. You can follow us on Facebook or on LinkedIn as well. But we're excited about what 2016 holds for us.
Well, finally, in closing today, if you were speaking with someone who was a new member of the FFA, what advice would you give them to make sure they get the very most of their experience?
That's a hard question. I think the biggest piece would be just get in the game. Show up, go to that event, go to that meeting, sign up to be on that team, to participate however you can, because I think it's through showing up that you start to build the relationships, you start to see opportunities, you start to build confidence in yourself. And I think that's the biggest game changer, especially when you're in high school and you're early in your college years, all of that is to show up and get in the game, because it can really change your experience and change your outlook.
Well, Jeanette, thanks again for taking the time. Again, talking with Jeanette Bernard. She was the 2006-2007 National FFA Vice President representing the Western Region.